did you ever stop to think what a great honor it is to be a mass server? As a mass server, you represent the people at the altar of God. You act, speak, and pray in the name of the people. It is a great honor because you are of the chosen few who are allowed to be as close to the altar as it is possible for one to get. It is also a distinct privilege because you are permitted to help the priest as he renews the miraculous action our Lord performed for the first time at the end of the Last Supper with his apostles, the night before he died. Do this in memory of me, he commanded them. And the priest, as another Christ, does with your help and in your immediate presence what the Lord himself did when he changed bread into his body and wine into his blood and gave to his apostles to eat and drink. And yet, I'm sure that there have been times when you wondered why the Mass had to be said in Latin. The Latin, of course, is the official language of the Church, and being a language that does not change, is most appropriate for liturgical use, so that the words in the Mass today mean exactly what they meant to the apostles and to the early Christians. From this, you can easily see how important it is to know all the responses well, and how wonderful it is for you to be of the select few admitted to a noble and unique office. Imagine yourself kneeling at the foot of the altar with a priest ready to begin Mass. Pay close attention to the server as he now makes his responses.
In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti, amen, intuibo ad altare Dei.
Ad eum qui laetificat juventutem meam.
Iudicam Deus et discerni causa meam de gente non sancta ab homine nique dolos erune.
Quia tu es Deus, fortitudo mea, quare me repulsi, et quare tristus incedo, dum affligit me inimicus.
Emitte lucem tuam et veritatem tuam, ipsa me deducerunt et deducerunt in montem santum tuum in tabernacula tua.
Et introibo ad altare Dei, ad Deum qui laetificat juventutem meam.
Confitebor tib incidera Deus, Deus meus, quale sicis est anima mea et quale conturbat me.
Fera in Deo, quoniam ad hoc, confitebor illi, salutare vultus mei et Deus meus.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Sic ut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen.
Introibo ad altare Dei.
Ad Deum qui laetificat juventutem meam.
Adiutorem nostrum in nomine Domini.
Qui fecit caelum et terram.
Confite ora Dei omnipotenti, beate Maria semper Virgini, beato Michaeli Arcangelo, beati Ioanni Baptiste, Sanctis Apostolis, Petrus, Paulus, Omnibus Sanctis, et vobis fratres quia peccavi nimis cogitatione verba et offere, mea culpa, mea maxima culpa. Id io precor beatam Mariam semper Virginem, beatum Michaelem Arcangelum, beatum Ioannem Baptistam, sanctos apostolos, petum et paulum, omnes sanctos, et vos fratres orare pro mea Dominum Deum nocturum.
Misereator tui omnipotens Deus, et dimissis peccatis tuis producat, te ad vitam aeternam.
Amen.
Confiteor Deo omnipotenti, beate Mariae semper Virgini, beato Michaeli Arcangelo, beato Ioanni Baptiste, sanctis apostolis Petro et Paolo, omnibus sanctis, et tibi pater, quia peccavi nimis cogitatione verbo et opere, mea culpa, mea maxima culpa. Ideo precor beatam Mariam semper Virginem, beatum Michaelem Archangelum, beatum Ioannem Baptistam, sanctos apostolos Petrum et Paulum, omnes sanctos, et te pater, orare pro me ad Dominum Deum nostrum.
Misteriator vesti omnipotens Deus, et dimissis peccatis vestis perducat vos ad vitam aeternam.
Amen.
Indulgentiam absolutionem remissionem peccatorum nostrorum, qui vot nobis omnipotens et mystericus Dominus.
Amen.
Deus secundersus vicabis nos.
Et plebs tua laetabitur in te.
Ostende nobis Domine misericordiam tuam.
Et salutare tuum da nobis.
Domine exaudi orationem meam.
Et clamor meus ad te veniat.
Dominus vobiscum.
Et cum spiritu tuo.
O remus, altra nobis quesumus Domine iniquitatis nostra.
The priest goes up to the altar while the server kneels on the lowest step and always on the side of the altar opposite the missal. After kissing the altar, the priest moves to the epistle side where he reads the introit or beginning of the Mass. He returns to the middle and alternately with the server says,
Kyrie eleison.
Kyrie eleison.
Kyrie eleison.
Christe eleison.
Christe eleison.
Christe eleison.
Kyrie eleison.
Kyrie eleison.
Kyrie eleison. Gloria in excelsis Deo et in terra pactum unibus boni voluntate.
There are times when the Gloria in excelsis is omitted, but whether it is or not, the priest turns toward the people and says,
Dominus vobiscum.
Et cum spiritu tuo.
O remus. Deus qui multitudinem gentium.
The priest goes now to the epistle side and says one or more collects or orations which end with the following words.
Per omnia saecula saeculorum.
Amen.
Lectio epistole beati Pauli apostola de Galatae. Fratres, notum vobis pacti evangelium quod evangelizatum est amen.
As the priest ends the reading of the epistle, he lays his left hand on the altar or nods his head, depending on local custom. And the server says,
Deo gratias.
The server moves the missal to the gospel side after genuflecting in the middle. And as everyone stands, out of respect for the word of God, the priest begins.
Dominus vobiscum.
Ecum spiritu tuo.
Sequentia sancti evangelii secundum Matteum.
Gloria tibi Domine.
In illo tempore dictit Iesus discipulis suis, et ego mito vos in medio luporum, et stot ergo prudentes sicut serpentes et simplices sicut columbae.
After the reading of the Gospel, the priest kisses the text as the server says,
Laus tibi Christe.
The server kneels on the lowest step. The priest moves to the center of the altar for the credo, which at times is omitted. He then kisses the altar, turns toward the people, and says,
Dominus vobiscum.
Ecum spiritu tuo.
O remus.
The offertory of the Mass now takes place. As the priest uncovers the chalice, the server goes to the credence table for the cruet containing wine and water. The priest offers the host and then the chalice with wine. He then washes his hands, says a beautiful prayer to the Blessed Trinity, kisses the altar, and turning toward the people says,
Orate fratres, ut meum ac vestrum sacrificium acceptabile fiat apodis partum potente.
Suscipiat Dominus sacrificium de manibus tuis, ad laudem et gloriam nominis tui, ad utilitatem quoque nostram, totiusque ecclesiae sui sante.
Amen.
The server kneels on the lowest step. After one or more secret prayers, in a louder voice, the priest begins.
Per omnia saecula saeculorum.
Amen.
Dominus vobiscum.
Et cum spiritu tuo.
Sua concorda.
Habemus ad Dominum.
Gratis agamus Domino Deo nostro.
Dignum et justum est.
Vere dignum et justum est, tecum et salutare nosti bisembre cubique gratia sante.
The preface now follows, and as the priest reaches the sanctus, the server rings the bell three times, after which the canon of the Mass begins with the memento of the living, the consecration of the bread and wine, and the elevation of the sacred host and chalice following in order. At the elevation, the server moves to the top step and raises the end of the chasuble at the priest's genuflection, after which he returns to the lowest step. Several very beautiful prayers follow the elevation, also the remembrance of the departed and other supplications. Then raising his voice, the priest says,
Per omnia saecula saeculorum.
Amen.
Oremus precepti salutaribus in monitia divina institutione formati audemus dicere, Pater noster qui et in celi, Sanctificet nomen tuum.
The priest recites now the Lord's Prayer, ending with the words,
Et ne nos inducas in tentationem,
sed libera nos de malo.
Amen libre nos quesumus domine ab omnibus malis preterbis potens potentibus et futuris.
The priest recites secretly a beautiful prayer for deliverance from past, present, and future evils. Then breaking the sacred host over the chalice, he says,
Per omnia saecula saeculorum.
Amen.
Pax Domini sit semper vobiscum.
Et cum spiritu tuo.
Now the priest says three supplications, and then continues on with the prayers before communion, after which he receives the sacred host and the precious blood. At this time, the faithful also may receive Holy Communion. In this case, the server goes to the credence table for the communion paten and kneels on the lowest step on the epistle side. He then recites the Confiteor and answers Amen at the blessing and the absolution as he did at the beginning of the Mass. After the distribution of Holy Communion and the ablution, the server transfers the missal back to the epistle side, where the priest reads the communion prayer and, coming to the center, kisses the altar, then turns toward the people and says,
Nominus vobiscum.
Et cum spiritu tuo.
All Roman. Receptus Dominus Sacramentum, Beata Paula Apostola tua.
After the post-communion prayer or prayers, at the conclusion of which the server answers Amen, the priest kisses the center of the altar and, turning to the people, says,
Dominus vobiscum.
Et cum spiritu tuo.
Ite missa est.
Deo gratias.
Instead of Ite missa est, sometimes the priest says, Benedicamus Domino, to which the server makes the same answer, Deo gratias. Then the priest says a short prayer, bowing down over the altar, and turning to the people, blesses them, saying,
Benedicat vos omnipotens Deus, Pater et Filius et Spiritus Sanctus.
Amen.
Nominus vobiscum.
Et cum spiritu tuo.
Initium sancti evangelii secundum Ioannem.
Gloria tibi Domine.
In principio et verbum et verbum erat apud Deum et Deus est verbum.
During the reading of the last gospel, usually the beginning of the gospel written by Saint John, all stand, and as the priest reaches the words, and the word was made flesh and dwelt amongst us, all genuflect with him. At the end of the last gospel, the server responds,
Deo gratias.
Now the priest descends from the altar, and kneeling on the lowest step, recites with the people three Hail Marys for the conversion of Russia, the Hail Holy Queen, the prayer for safety and prosperity of Holy Mother Church, and the